We're starting with Hashem, Hilchos Basa B'Cholav, Shir 15, Siman Tzadik Beis Sif Aleph. The source for this Sif is the Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Ches. Let's see inside a few lines from the bottom. First, the Gemara proves that Rava holds two things. Firstly, he holds Min B'Mino is not bottle. This is a machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Min B'Mino is not bottle. Rav Yehuda learns his din out from the karbonis brought on Yom Kippur. There are two karbonis that were brought into the Kodesh Kodoshim on Yom Kippur, the par of the Kohen Gadol, and the soyer of Klal Yisrael. The par, the bull, which has a lot of blood, was brought into the Kodesh Kodoshim and sprinkled in the Kodesh Kodoshim. Then the soyer, the goat of Klal Yisrael, was brought in and sprinkled in the Kodesh Kodashim. Then, when the Kohen came out of the Kodesh Kodashim, he would mix the two, and the later sprinklings would be done after they're mixed together. So we see that even though the par has more blood than the soyer, still it's not bottle. So Rabbi Yehuda learns from here that min b'mino, since it's blood and blood, it's the same type, min b'mino do not mevatel each other. The Rabbanan hold that kochim is different. But Bechulin, Min B'Minai is Mevatel each other. So Rav holds like Rav Yehuda that Min B'Minai is not bottle. That's one thing the Gemara says. And the Gemara also says that Rav holds of Chaticha Atzma Na'as Nevela, that if milk is absorbed into meat, the whole meat has a din of Isser. And if the meat falls into another pot, we need 60 against the whole piece of meat. So the Gemara says that therefore Rav also has to hold of Efshel Asichatoi Osir. To explain, Efshel Seichati Osir is a step before Chaticha Atzmas Na'as Nevela. Efshel Seichati Osir means that if, let's say, milk gets absorbed into meat and now it's cooked to the point that the milk can no longer be tasted in the meat, so if we say Efshel Seichati Mutter, that means that the piece will go back and return to being Mutter. If we say Efshel Seichati Osir, this means that the piece will remain Aser even though there's no taste of milk left in the meat. Since it was once Aser, it remains Aser. So, according to those that hold Efshel Sechatei Mutter, they cannot hold Chaticha Atzma Na'as Nevela. This is because if we say that if there's no longer a taste of milk in the meat, that now the piece is Mutter, so we certainly cannot say we need 60 against the whole piece of meat. Because if, let's say, this piece of meat that absorbs milk and has the taste of milk, is cooked in warm meat, if there's enough meat to mevatel the milk, but not enough meat to mevatel the whole piece of meat, there won't be taste of milk in the pieces of meat that's being cooked. And Leman d'Omer, Efshel Seichatei Mutter, once there's no taste of milk, everything's mutter. So therefore we cannot say Chanan. So we see that according to Rav, that holds of Chanan, he has to hold of Efshel Seichatei Aser. We'll see though in Siman Kuvav that it's possible to hold Efshel Seichatei Osir, but not Chanan. If I hold Chanan, I have to say Efshel Seichatei Osir. But if I say Efshel Seichatei Osir, I do not have to say Chanan. I can say that the piece of meat, once it's Osir, remains Osir, but I do not necessarily need 60 to mevatel the whole piece. This will happen nafka mina by Shar Yisurim. By Bosa B'cholav L'maisa, the halacha is that everyone holds Efshel Seichatei Osir and Chaticha Atzma Na'as Nevela, Chanan. Bashar Yisurim, we'll see a machlikas in the upcoming Shurim between the Mechaber and the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, there's no Chanan Bashar Yisurim, and according to the Ramah, there is. However, according to the Mechaber, we say Efshel Seichatei Osir Bashar Yisurim, but we do not say Chanan. So we see that holding Efshel Seichatei Osir is not hinged on Chanan. Chanan is hinged on Efshel Seichatei Osir, but not the other way around. Just to sum up what we said, according to Rav, he holds Min B'Minoi is not bottle, and he holds Efshel Seichatei Osir. So let's start the Gemara four lines up, from the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, V'sova Rav Efshel Seichatei Osir, does Rav hold that Efshel Seichatei is Osir? That even if all the milk taste comes out of the meat, it still remains Osir. V'ho Itmar, we have a Braisa, Kazayis Boso, Shenapal L'Seich Yoyu Shel Cholav, if a Kazayis of meat falls into a pot of milk, Omarav Basar Asr B'Cholav Mutter. Rav says the meat is Asr because if the the milk goes into the meat, and the milk is mutter. Now, why is the milk mutter? So Rashi over here says by us, in the last Rashi on the page, Basar asr, shenasan achol of tamboy, the meat is asr, because the milk gives taste into the meat. Rashi doesn't explain why the milk is mutter, but there's a sefer called Tiktukei Seferim. Tiktukei Seferim is a sefer published about 100-150 years ago. Someone went around Europe to all the old libraries and all the places that had old Sfarim, Kisvayad, the Sfarim that were written out before the advent of the printing press, and he compared all the different Shasim one to the other, and in any place that the Vilna Shas is different from either the original printed Shasim, there's Shansino Shas, there's all sorts of different Shasim that were printed before the Vilna Shas, and he compares it also, the Vilna Shas, to the Kisveyad, to the handwritten Shasin. And over here he says, he quotes from the Tvus Shansino, that the Vilna Shas is missing a Rashi that's found over there. Over there, in the Shansino Shas, Rashi continues, after this Rashi we read, Cholav Mutter, Sheloi Nosen HaBosar Tamboy, since the meat does not give tam into the milk, Lepisha Shi'uroi Mu'at, since the meat is only a little bit in a pot of milk, so the meat won't give taste into the milk. So the Gemara asks, the Isal Kadaitach, Efshel Asechatei Asur, if we say, Efshel Asechatei is Asur, according to Rav, Cholav Amai Mutter, Cholav Nevelahu, why is the milk Mutter, the milk is a Nevela? So again, in continuation with the Rashi before, in the Tvus Shansino, Rashi says, if we say Efshel Asechatei, means Efshel Asechatei is Asur, Loi Amrinan Sheyoshub Likamois Shehaya, Ela Nasa Isur La'olam. The milk, once it became Asur, will never return to being Mutter, it will always remain Asur. Once the milk becomes Asur, it will remain Asur. Now how did the milk become Asur? So now, let's go back to our Rashi on the top of Amud Beis. Cholav Amai Mutter, Hare Cholav Ma'at Shenivla Bebosar Nasas Nevela, a little bit of milk goes into the meat, becomes a Nevela, has the din of Isur, Shavei Ne'esar, it becomes Asur when it's in the meat, Kishachazur Beniflat B'Shara Cholav, when it goes out and gets mixed up with the other milk, Havilei Min B'Minoi, Cholav Asur B'Cholav Heter, V'Rav Islei Min B'Minoi Lei Batal. This milk that became Asur, because it was mixed up in the meat, now will come out of the meat, and will Asur all the milk in the pot, because it's milk of Isur together with milk of Heter, so it's Min B'Minoi, the same type mixed together. And we've said before that Rav holds me b'mine asur, and therefore all the milk should be asur according to Rav. So the Gemara is asking, why does Rav matter the milk? Rav says the milk is mutter. But if you hold of min b'mine le bottle and efshel sechatei asur, the milk should be asur because it goes into the meat and comes back out and asurs all the milk. So even though the taste of meat that was together with the milk spreads out throughout the whole pot, still, if we say Efshel Asechatei Asur, then once the milk is Asur, it can never return to being Mutter. And therefore, we have some Asur milk in the pot, and this Asur milk should Asur all the other milk in the pot, because of Min B'Mini La Bottle. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So let's skip a few lines. The Gemara has a Havimina that says no Isur Basar B'Chol by milk, but then the Gemara pushes that off. So let's go down, 9 lines down. Ela La'olam Kusaba Rav Cholav Nami Asur. Rav holds that even milk has a din of basar b'cholav, not only meat. V'hocha b'mayaskin, and over here, why is the milk mutter? K'goin sh'nofal asech yoyre b'seches. The meat fell into a boiling pot of milk. The mivla bola, since the pot is boiling, the meat will absorb miflat loypolit, but it will not give off blias into the milk. See, so an explanation according to the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, soif soif ki nayach hodu polit. The Gemara asks, once the meat rests, again we'll see what this means, once it rests, there is a point where the meat will give off its own blios. So the Gemara answers, Kushakodam besilkoi. I removed it before it had a chance to give off blios. So Rashi explains, when the Gemara says it doesn't give off, he says, Kushakol zman she'in enoch, when we see chosei ene poilet, it doesn't give off until it stops boiling. So let's see Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Shenofal. Tosfos says, Shenofal Asech Yoyre B'Seches, the Mivla Bola Mifut Loy Polat. Tema. So Tosfos is going according to what Rashi says, that it does not give off until it stops boiling. Tamar, the davar haniru le'inayim hu depolat kishenoisnim yerek b'kadeiru v'seches mishtanam maris hamayim min hayerek. We see that if you put vegetables in a boiling pot, the water will change colors from the vegetables even before it stops boiling. V'chein basa shuman, or fatty meat, nimuach lisoicha, the fat will dissolve into the meat, v'nira hashem nunas alavoitiv, and you'll see in the water the fat of the meat. So we see that even before it stops boiling, the meat will give off. So Tosfos brings two explanations. So Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel, first pshat of Rabbeinu Shmuel, the hod de ka'omer miflat loy polat, this that we say that it does not give off, haynu ad sheyehe sabeya melevloya. We don't say that it doesn't give off until it stops boiling. When we say kinayech, it means that it won't give off until it's finished absorbing, even of itself. Avala achar shesoba, once it's finished absorbing, choyzo poilet, it will give off from itself and what it absorbed. Mechem pirush rav Rabbeinu Shmaya, that's also Rav Shmaya says, soif soif kinayech hod apolet. When the Gemara says, when it's finished, it will give off, haynu kinayech mibliyase, when it's finished absorbing. Umeshani, so the Gemara answers, shekodem esilkoi, koidem shegoma bliyase. You took it out before it finishes giving off its blios. Ba'oisam, kalim, v'ka'arois, these utensils, ho'asurois, that are asur, that you need to do hagala, kishamagi'ilam oisam, b'sech yore g'doyla, when we do hagala in a big pot, umanichan oisam, mibafnim, kishamayim roischem, when you put them inside when the water is boiling, Rabbeinu Shmuel required you to leave it in a long time. Enough time that it will finish absorbing from the water and then give off from itself. So Tosfos says, that's a hard thing to understand. The mi baki leida shirzeh, who is expert enough to tell you how long it takes for something to absorb and how long you have to leave it in. So therefore, things will be in a time that has another pshat. This that we say that it absorbs and does not give off. It won't give off what it absorbs now right away. And in the run, when he brings Rabbeinu Tam, he adds a few words. He says it won't give off what it absorbs until it stops boiling. Now Rabbeinu Tam is going back on Rashi, but he's saying that when we say it doesn't give off, it means it only does not give off what it absorbed now when it was cooking, until it stops boiling. Avol mashahoye balua mikoidem, but what it absorbed from before, or its own blios, palat, will give off right away. Ve'ein lahater mitam zeh lahago kli shehu ben yoimoy kashe'ein b'mayim shishim, levatol ha'iser. We can't say that according to this, you can even do hagola in the water that is no 60 against the kli. Now just to explain, do a hagola, we need mi'ikladin, one of two things. You need either that the kli should have not been used in the last 24 hours. This is because the blios in the kli after 24 hours are nice and tam levgam, do not give a good taste. We'll learn more about this later. Or, mi'ikladin, you can do hagala on a kli if there's 60 in the water against the kli. Even if there's usher taste in the kli, since there's 60, the taste that comes out will be bottled in the water. The ma'isa today, we always wait 24 hours, but that's only because, for example, in the big pots, we're afraid there'll be so many issa kalim used that eventually there won't be 60. But mikra din, the halacha is that if there's 60, you can even do a benyomo kli. Why? Because there's 60 in the water to be mevatal the issa that comes out of the kli. So Rabbeinu Tam wants to say that even according to what he's saying, that what comes in doesn't go back out so long as it's boiling. So why can't we say that even if it's not 60 against the kli when I do hagala, the issur that goes into the water won't go back into the kli so long as it's boiling. And therefore, I don't need 60. So Tosfos says we can't say this. Debamayim shem slulim, because water that's clear, le shayach lema blia. We don't say that it absorbs. The le boli, elishem es arab bahem ha'issur. It doesn't get absorbed into the water. When I have a solid, I could say something gets absorbed into a solid. When it's a liquid, the tam just gets mixed up in the water. It doesn't get absorbed into water. So therefore, the water is not absorbing and will give off therefore right away the blios that it absorbs. And if it's not 60, it will answer the kli. So now, that's fine for the water. But why don't we say something else? why don't we say that the part that's giving off won't absorb? Just like we say that if it's absorbing, it won't give off, we should say the opposite, that if it's giving off, it shouldn't absorb. So it's true that you do not say on water, mifle bola, mifle polet, but why don't we look at the pot and say that since the pot is giving off its blios, it won't absorb. So it says, v'gam ein svoa lo ima dechi heche do oma mifle bola, mifle polet, masha bola, hoche nami mifle polet, mifle bola, masha polet. It's not as far to say the opposite. We only say that when it's absorbing, it won't give off. But we don't say that when it's giving off, it won't absorb. Just for those who learned malicha, a side point, this is exactly opposite of malicha. By malicha, we learned that when this meat is being salted, it gives off and won't absorb. But here we're saying that we only say that it absorbs and it doesn't give off. We do not say that when it gives off, it does not absorb. Those are malicha. So let's continue Tosfos. Furthermore, if I say that if I want to do hagala and there's no 60, so even if you want to get around the problems that we've mentioned till now, still, I will not be able to do two kelim one after the other. The bahagolas harishay nesu hamayim, because if there's not 60, the water becomes aser. Bahasheni yivlam and hamayim asurim, and the second one will absorb from the bleias of the first one. The vade plitis atzmai lo yivola, avo plitis kli acher yivla. Even if I say that it won't absorb its own platos, but it will absorb what was given off from the first kli. Vgam kli harishay enam machnes kule bevasachas, and there's many times when you do Hagala, you don't put in the whole Kli at one time. If it's a big Kli, you can do two parts of the Kli. You do not have to do the whole Kli at once. This is a Lachal HaMaitza. If you want to do Hagala on a Kli, and say it's a long Kli, and you can't get it into the Kli at one time, you can do one side, and then do the other side. So, over here we'll have a problem. If I put in the first side, and it's not 60 against the water against the first side, and then I'll put in the second side will absorb what the first side gave off. What the first side gave off, the second side will absorb. So therefore, Jesus says, you cannot do hagola on a kli ben yoma, because she ain't b'mayim shishim lebatol. When there's no 60 to be mevatol the kli. But once I have 60, the bleios become batol, and therefore it's mutter to do even many kelim one after another. Hagola de midyan de le'os v'toyva ela ben yoma. Where's Hagola learned out of? Hagola learned out of the Kelim of Midyan, after the Bnei Yisrael conquered Midyan. So the Torah goes into the laws of how do we use the Kelim of the Midyanim, of the Goyim. So in the Torah, only a Kli of a Benyomo needs Hagola. And in a Benyomo Kli, since as we said, the Blios are Lifgam, it tastes bad, so in the Torah it's Mutter. The only reason we have to do Hagola on an a Benyomo Kli is the a Benyomo Atu Benyomo. It's a Gzera that if I won't do Hagola on an a Benyomo Kli, I might come to use it when it's ben yomo. Let's say I'll use a kli today for meat. Then after 25 hours from now, I'll use it for milk. Then after 25 hours from that, I'll use it for meat. If I use the same thing for both, if I don't have to do a gola in between, there will come to be that I'm going to use it even without waiting 24 hours. So therefore, when there are bonon, I need a gola on a kli when it's ena ben yomo. But midoy raisa, if it's ena ben yomo, the blios are lefgam, do not have a good taste, and do not ask the food users with it, and therefore it's mutter. So by Midyan, when the Torah says the dinim of Hagala, it's only talking about kelim that were b'nei yomo, that were used in the last 24 hours. So Tosfos says that since we're saying now that we need 60, so lo yehagilu ela kelim katanim b'sech hagdolim, they only did Hagala on small kelim and big kelim. Shehayu b'mayim shishim lematul iser. They only were able to use those kelim that had something, a kli bigger than it, to do Hagala into. But if there's not a kli bigger than it that should be mevatel in the water 60, they were not able to use those kelim. And this is one more point. Erev Pesach koydim arba shoyis, and erev Pesach before for the fourth hour, before the chametz becomes aser, mutar lahagol kli shel chametz afal pi she'ein b'mayim samach. You can do hagola on a kli of chametz even though there's no 60. The ikal gimel nes netam. We have three nes netam as we learned before. If it's mutar, we have not by not. The heterah does not aser. So over here we have three nois netam. Tam shel heter, chometz, nois and tam b'kli. The first not is that the chometz gives tam into the kli. Baha kli nois and tam b'mayim. And then the kli will give taste into the water. Baha mayim choizrim b'nevloim b'kli. And then the water will go back and absorb into the kli. So when it goes into the kli, it's a three nots. Baha dain hu heter, it's still mutter. Shehu koedim Pesach. Since it's before Pesach, the blios of the kli are still mutter. And therefore, we can say not by not, And therefore, even if there's no 60 in the water against the kli, it's still mutter. That's shitas of Tosfos. Mr. Shem, when we learn Hilchos Pesach, we'll see that not everyone agrees to this. It's a machlikus if blios of chametz before Pesach have a din hetera or a din isura. According to Tosfos, we see it has a din of heter, and therefore we can say not but not. There are others, however, that say that blios of chametz even before Pesach have a din of isur, and therefore we have to say the chumus of isur. And by isur, even not but not is asur. And therefore it won't help if there's not 60. But if there's 60, the blios are vatal, and therefore it's mutter. That's Tosfos. To negate our sif, we have two shittos in Tosfos. We have Rabbeinu Shmuel that it does not give off from itself right away, but it gives off once it stops absorbing. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it gives off from itself right away and will not give off what it absorbs until it stops boiling. There's one more shittah brought in the Mishpat Zov. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows. It's brought in the Beis Yosef. The Rambam is in Hilchos Macholos Asuris Perek Tes Halacha Ches. It's brought in the Beis Yosef towards the beginning of the Siman. In the Machon on page Ayin Ches, towards the bottom of the narrow lines, he says, Basar shenafal asech ha-cholav, meat that falls into milk, echolav shenafal asech ha-basar, or milk that falls into meat, when it's bashal, imay shi'uray b'neisen tam. The isser is neisen tam. The isser of basar b'cholav is only where it gives tam. Keitzad, what's the case? Chaticha shel basar shenafal ha-kadeva shel misachas shel cholav, if a piece of meat falls into a boiling pot of milk, toyim ha-goyis ha-kadeva, the goy can taste the milk. If he says that there's taste of meat, asur, it's asur. But if he says that there's no taste of meat in the milk, it's mutter. The piece of meat is asur, because it certainly has taste of milk. If you take out the piece of meat before it gives off the milk that it absorbs. If you do not take it out, misharin oisa b'shishim. You need 60. Pnei ha'cholav shenivla ba b'nesar yotzer b'nesarav imshar ha'cholav. Because the milk that got absorbed will go out of the meat and get up, mixed up in the milk, and therefore will have min b'mino, and therefore we paskin min b'mino is batal b'shishim, and therefore only shishim against the milk. So it's not clear from the Rambam what he holds when the milk will come out. The Rambam says, koidim shetiflet cholav shabola. Before it gives off the milk that gets absorbed. So when is that? So the Magen Mishnah learns that since the Rambam is not clear when that is, it must be he's holding that the shear itself is not clear. Therefore, he has to hold like Rabbeinu Shmuel, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the shear is clear. When the pot stops boiling, then it gives off. But according to Rabbeinu Shmuel holds that it gives off when it's finished absorbing. So this is not a clear shear. This is a shear that depends on judgment. So therefore, since the Rambam doesn't say clearly that you can wait until it stops boiling, it must be a shear that depends on judgment, which is the shear of Rabbeinu Shmuel. That's the Magen Mishnah. So the Mishpat Sezov clarifies that the Magen Mishnah only means to say that the Rambam holds, like Rabbeinu Shmuel, that it gives off when it's finished absorbing. But he does not mean to say that it does not give off from itself until it finishes absorbing. Because if he would hold that it does not give off from itself until it finishes absorbing, he would not say that you have to taste the milk before the milk comes out. Since he says you have to taste the milk, we see that the meat goes out right away. So it comes out that the Rambam is the chumra of both Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Shmuel. He holds like Rabbeinu Tam that the meat is given off right away, and he holds that the milk will be given off as soon as the meat stops absorbing, even though the milk is still boiling. Those are the three shittas in the Gemara. So let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Kezayis basar shenafal l'soich yoyra shel cholav reseach. A kezayis of meat that falls into a boiling pot of milk, toyim ha-goy ha-kadeva, the Gentile can taste the milk. Im omer sheyesh bo tam basar, if he says that there is taste of meat, asur, it's asur. Vim lav muteres, if the goy says there's no taste, you can drink the milk. Afilu b'pachas mishishim, even if there's less than 60. The Rishonim that hold that the only time you can believe a goy if there's shishim. But we see from the Mechaber that the Mechaber holds that even if there's less than 60, we can rely on a goy to say that there's no taste. V'oisech haticho asur, that piece of meat is asur, because it certainly absorbs taste of milk. V'med v'om amurim b'shekodem v'hoitzi, hachaticho koidim shetiplet cholav shabola. This is only if I removed the piece before it gives off the milk that it absorbs. The hainu koidim shetanua hayorim mimisicha, which is before this milk stops boiling. We see that the Mechaber holds like Rabbeinu Tam. Aval imlo hispik listalkoi achetuchal liplet hachalav shetbola. But if he did not manage to take out the meat before the milk that is absorbed was given off, afal pisha toam a goy ba'ein boi tam klal, even if the goy will say there's no taste, aser, elim ken yesh b'shishim, it's aser, unless it's 60, because we now have a case of min b'mino. And min b'mino, the halacha needs 60 against it. This is midrabbanan. Because the halacha, we do not paskan like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, what we said, holds min b'mino is not batal. We paskan like the chachamim, that min b'mino is batal. How much is min b'mino batal? Midrabbanan, it's batal b'rov, in the majority. But midrabbanan, we need 60. So this din over here, that the milk is asur, is an iser d'rabbanan. Then the Ramah says, v'ayin l'kamon, sem tzarech kes, de'ein anu noyegel lismoich ati'im asgoi. We are not noyeg to rely on a Gentile to taste. Therefore, in every case, we'll need 60. Because Chazal say that in a case where we do not have a goy to taste, we can rely that in 60 there's no taste. So according to the Ramah, even if you remove the piece right away, we need 60 against the piece of meat. Because of the meat blios, since we don't know how much it is, we need 60. Halacha l'maisa, we'll see that even Sfardim, who usually follow the Machaber, in this case, the Sfarish Poiskim, Kapachayim and others, say that they should follow the Ramah and not rely on a Goy, and therefore we'll always need 60. So the Mishvah Sezov says that there's a possibility that this din should have ramifications by Heter. If, for example, someone makes a neder not to eat meat, so what happens if the meat falls into soup? So, according to the Ramah, we can rely on a Jew's taste. We do not rely on a non-Jew to taste. But on a Jew, we can rely on the taste. So let a different Jew come and taste the soup. And if he does not taste meat, the person who made a neder not to eat the meat would be able to eat it. However, the Mishnah Sezav concludes that we're not experts to say exactly what's called Nach Marisi Chasai, when it stops boiling. At what point it's called stopping to boil. And therefore, even in a case of heter, and he took out the meat right away, it would still be usher. And you'd need 60, and you cannot rely on a taste test. So let's just see shortly the parts of the Prima Gaudim in Sifkat and Aleph. Let's start where it says, V'yesh lachkor, in the machon, it's in the left column, about two-thirds of the way down. V'yesh lachkor batan kama chakiris kamosha agid. We can ask a few questions. Aleph Beis, Amad Behem HaPrichodesh Ois Beis, the first and second one, the Prichodesh asks in Ois Beis, the Nechash Bala Upalat Harbi Pa'amim Cholav V'loy Lahani Shishim. Let's say the meat absorbs and gives off many times. So every kazayas of milk that will go into the meat and come out should need 60 against it, and therefore we should need many more times 60. We should need 60 against every kazayas of milk that goes into the meat and comes out. Kushy Beis, the Alkoponim Shishim Ba'achas Liboy, we should need at least 61. The Kazayas Cholav Hanivla Babasar Nasas Nevela, Vliboy Shishim Ba'achas Zeisi Cholav. We should need 60 against the Kazayas of milk that went into the meat and came out. Once the Kazayas of milk comes out, we now have a Kazayas of Asar milk. So we should need 60 Kazayasim of milk against the Kazayas of Asar milk, which would be 61 Kazayasim of milk altogether. By Bachtan the boy may be Esrim Zaytim, the Bach says that you need 120, 60 against the milk and 60 against the meat. Vatiris the Bezer, the Minhatura, Min Beminai Beruba Bottle. The Teretz is that we said before that Min Beminin is Bottle Beroiv, Loidakin and Kulahai. So therefore the Rabbanans were not Medaic so much and said that since I have 60 against the meat, that's good enough. That's the first Chakira. Then it continues. Ein Simon Tzarek Tessivov, Vago, Viesh Lahakshis, another question. The fize bishul yirokos in beis zeisi cholov. If I cook vegetables with two zeisim of milk, v'nafal kazayis basur l'soichon, and a kazayis of meat fall into the vegetables which had two kazayim of milk, neima de nivla mitchilo kazayis cholov b'basur upolat. Let's say the first zeis of milk will get absorbed into the meat. The first zeis of milk that fell in will get absorbed into the meat, and then come out. And then the second kazayis of milk will get absorbed into the meat and come out. The nasa beis zeisi cholav nevela, and both zeisim of cholav of milk will become an avela, b'liboy meva esrim zeisi yirachas, and therefore you should need 120 in the vegetables levat lemishteim in order to mevatel both the zeisim of milk. Da'avi d'araisa, since then over here in this case it's d'araisa min be'ein aminoi, because now the milk is a min be'ein aminoi in the vegetables. We can't answer like we did before. The milk in the milk is min be'ein, and therefore since it's only d'rabanan, we only require 60. Over here we have two zeisim of milk which became asur by going into the meat, and therefore I should need 120 in the vegetables, which is ein aminoi. The roiv leka b'charav lema salik, and there's not a roiv in the meat to say that I can not look at the milk. This we'll have later. Just in short, we have a din that if it's min b'mino b'ein amino, if something falls into its own min and a different min, we can say that the ein amino is mevatel the iser, and we do not look at the mino. Salak is mino kamisha ein amino rabbal of mevatle. So in this case, it does not. This din does not apply. So he answers, "Well, the zayish leimer the le nichnas bebaser kiim lefi erech chelik shishim v'havin." So in this, the answer is that we do not say that all the milk will go into the meat. The milk is now evenly dispersed amongst the vegetables. If let's say we have 60 vegetables and 2 kazaisim of milk, so there's 30 in the vegetables against each kazais of milk. So when it goes into the meat, only 1/30 of a kazais will go into the meat, and therefore we'll have 60 against it. That's the second chakira. The third chakira is oydish lachkor. Ech amar toyim hacholov. How can we say you can taste the milk? Ven dilman nosan tam habasa b'cholov. Perhaps the meat gave taste into the milk. Va'achal kach nivla habasa l'seich habasa v'naset nevela. And then maybe all the taste of meat went back into the meat, and we can no longer taste the taste of meat in the milk, and the milk is ready aser because of ech l'seich te aser. So let's just skip down a few lines. Val zet tirits. On this, the interpreter says that since we do not taste anything, we don't say that there was isur here. Then later on, he says, the interpreter said again, we can say that once it's evenly dispersed, it won't go back in. One more hakira. Again, let's skip a few lines down. Oid yish lachkor, kadeva chadosho, ayena bas yoima, shabola kazayas isur. If a new pot, or ena benyomo pot, as we said before, the ena benyomo, the blias are mutter, or in this case, are looked at as non-existent. So if now a pot absorbs a kazayas of iser, ba'acha kach bishlo bo heter, and afterwards I cook in the pot heter, and soch shishim ki im neged zayas shabalo. All we need is against the zayas that got absorbed. Ein sim tzara chas, sefei. V'lo yemrin ad demashin nichnas pekadera mea heter, nasas nevela. We don't say that what the heter that goes into the walls of the pot becomes a nevela. It's a chleshayu achakach neged kol achadeu, and then afterwards I'll need 60 against the whole pot. So why don't we say, just like we're saying, when the milk goes into the meat, it becomes a nevela, and then when it goes back out, I need it to mevatel the milk. Over here, let's say that the blios go into the pot, become a nevela, and when they go out, I'll need 60 against everything that was in the walls of the pot. So in this, he answers, yeshleimer de bo'ichel amrinon mashabasechei hu nifad. By food, blios and food are considered separated. But what's inside the kli, m'sayeya ha-roitiv shebetavshel, helps the roitiv in the pot, meaning it's connected. We don't say that the blios in the pot are a separate entity from the food in the pot. M'hai taima, nafal tipa neged ha-roitiv. If, let's say, a drop of milk falls against a pot of meat below the food line, m'hani shishim betavshel, all we need is 60 in the meat against the drop. We'll see you later in Sifei, Bezras Hashem.